Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. Well, topping our news is a little post on Facebook from the Mint Hill Police Department in North Carolina. And they have a public service message that they want you to be aware of. And as the post reads, some untrustworthy drug dealers are using their cell phones instead of certified scales to display the weight of the merchandise that they are selling. And by placing drugs under their cell phone, they can type in whatever weight they want, claiming it was the weight agreed upon during your transaction.
Right.
So please don't be a victim.
A great point. I've never thought about that before. Other than pills, everything is sold by weight, drug-wise, correct?
As far as I know.
I mean, as far as you know.
So people can be sketchy, and they can, you know, give you the wrong weight and rip you off.
I follow Vice on Instagram. I learned a lot about drugs from that.
Man, they teach you all kind of stuff.
It's a good Instagram.
Now, would you bring your own, could you bring your own, is it protocol to bring your own scale and make sure that it weighs correctly? I mean, I don't know these things. I'm just asking.
That's a solid question.
You can't have it, right?
What?
You can't have scales? Is that paraphernalia?
No, that is... Again, probably
ask this question tomorrow when Rob Ionario is
right.
Here.
I would say a better question for Rob, but at the same time, no, that's when you start making yourself look like a dealer, distributor.
Well, yeah.
That's when you get
distributor.
That's when you get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
All right. So the police department, they're being kind of cute on their little post here.
Are they giving away free digital scales?
They should not. What they're saying is, in their little post, they're saying, please do not become a victim of this scam. Contact us here at the Mint Hill Police Department and schedule to meet with one of our officers, and we can assist you by weighing your purchase to ensure that you didn't get cheated out of what you paid for. So,
God bless.
I'm sure nobody went and signed up for that because...
Nobody did?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the funny thing, well, not too funny, people are kind of responding back on their reply about drugs and marijuana should be the least of your worries and other comments that people post after this.
They could have been weighing cocaine. They could have been weighing...
I know.
How does meth... How's that sold?
Not that
you know, Jimmy. I'm just talking in broad... When I ask questions, I'm not assuming anyone knows it by personal happenstance or whatever.
Man,
I'm just thinking...
Yeah, it's...
I learn a lot from live PD. You saw me watching Judge Judy yesterday. I was sending y'all screenshots of funny people.
You know, I've known people who've done a lot of things, and I've been... I've seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
My eyes have,
you rock them all.
I've laid my eyes upon a lot of things. But that's not one I've ever, you ever see.
I'll Google it. I don't care. I think at this point I can explain all my Google searches to relate to my job.
And that like becomes a lifestyle because you ain't got no choice. So, if you're not in those kind of circles you don't want to be in, you just don't ever see it.
Okay.
But, I mean, plus, all thievery and crime and all kind of awful stuff, it runs around, it's circled around it and all that. It's just a nasty mess that you stay away from all the time.
It's a PSA from Jimmy Jack Jackie. Mm-hmm. I am now on tweaker.org.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's a real website.
Learning some stuff.
So meth is sold lowest parts a quarter. That's a quarter gram. That goes $5 to $15. But some people buy an entire ounce of meth for $700 to $900.
Oh, wow.
You can make it for cheaper, right?
Quarter, half, teenager, eight ball, ounce. So that's the same thing as Coke. According to Eric Clapton. I read his book.
All right.
Tweaker.org is a real thing. That's crazy.
Well,
yeah, it was too much.
Do you want to talk about the plight of millennials? We have another millennial story. Or do you want to hear about a celebrity breakup? What do you want first?
I'm tired of hearing millennial, like the term millennial.
All right, we'll get to that last.
Is that, agree? Like, I hear millennial, I'm like, ugh.
You work with two of them.
I realize that. I'm a millennial also. No, I'm Generation X.
Yeah, you used to hear Gen X all the time. You hear about the baby boomers, the greatest. You hear about these generations.
You should care.
Okay, then do that one then.
You want me to do that one? Okay.
Do that one now. Then save the other one.
All right, well, there's a shortfall. A shortfall because they're having so many problems. This is the latest. Millennials are facing a shortfall compared to the other generations when it comes to their paychecks, not only fixing things, but because of their paychecks, they're earning 20% less than boomers did at the same age, even though they're now better educated than their parents or other relatives. The main reason is because, during the Great Recession, everything was lean and mean in the corporate field. So they cut back on a lot of people's sliced budgets. Slice paychecks.
I don't know if you guys were here for this conversation, but somebody who used to work here who came from another entity said that their management's thought process was we could get these kids fresh out of college to do these jobs because they won't fight much about money. Some of them are minimalist anyway. They'll take what they can get and then do the job.
Yeah.
There's no negotiation.
Yeah, I mean, it really is true that people aren't making as much money now. I mean, sure, dollar-wise, yeah, but percentage-wise, no.
Oh, yeah, no.
But not, plus,
I'll say, you're going to pay me.
Not inflation-wise.
You think about, I mean, here's some information right here, man.
this must be funny as hell.
No, in 1980, average tuition at a private four-year university was about $9,500. In 2010, it was over $27,000.
Dang.
Yeah. So I saw something a while back that said in the early 70s, if you wanted to go to a school like Yale, you could, just get an average paying job for a college kid and work like 4 or 5 hours a day and you could pay your tuition. Now you'd have to work 2.5 full-time jobs to pay your tuition to go to a school like that.
Wow. Some of those will let you in for free if your parents don't make a lot of money.
And obviously you can't work 20 hours a day and still go to college.
Well, Lord knows.
Yeah, you'd have to work 20 hours a day to afford it now versus 4 hours a day back then.
And then there's a lot of people that are willing to work at home and be freelance employees.
Yeah.
Especially with, any kind of data entry. But it's known as the emerging millennial wealth gap because, we're squeezing out the middle class. And we don't want it to be where you have the lower end and then the upper end and there's fewer people that are making median income in the middle class. Because it's hard to attain what your parents had. It's hard to buy a house. It's hard to live the way your parents did.
The middle class doesn't exist.
It does.
Only the upper class.
No, it does. Of course. The layers are thinner.
Yeah, they are.
The middle class is the biggest haul of them all.
I think so.
The taxpayers.
Yeah. The bottom gets the benefits. The top makes the rules. The middle pays for it.
Yeah.
Middle class. It's not necessarily where we are in the hierarchy, but it's who's paying for them and that.
Uh-huh.
As above, so below. Works for their economy, same damn way.
Our system's so messed up.
It is, but I mean, at this point, like, think about it. Come up with a new plan. Like, figure that out.
Because people say
it's socialist. All these people that are on various benefits, you take it away overnight, what do you do? You just say to hell with the impoverished and the people. I mean, like, I'm saying there's some taking advantage of it, but what do you do?
But, I mean, if it's a socialist society, I'm not even going to get into that. In my opinion, that would be you'd only have the lower class and the upper class.
Man, look at the sprawl.
Without
you come
capitalism.
Into downtown right before you hit the curve, you know, Camperdown.
Oh, yeah.
There's a neighborhood you wouldn't even want to live in like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's got three nice houses and one going up now.
Yeah.
There's a part of that same area that looks like downtown Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, there is, man. Like, real nice. Even the even the Mill Hill up by up across from the hospital. They're gentrifying rapidly over there.
Yeah. And Poe Mill's next.
Yeah, it's eventually.
Yeah, that's where they want to go. Yeah,
I was going to make a joke about, wonder how much meth cost back during the Depression. I was like, but that's
really?
Stupid. It wasn't invented then. Ha ha. It was invented in 1887 in Germany.
It's been around.
With
Germany's
the war
doing a lot of stuff.
To get people working faster. And
there's the Pickens County, Germany, and that's where it started.
Yeah. It's Germany, Germany.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of weird stuff going on right now, man. A lot of weird stuff.
German meth head. Oh, you guys the rock, man. I just thought, man.
What do you mean weird stuff going on?
What we're talking about, the how the economy works and all that. Corporations don't have to pay for anything.
Yeah, no taxes. And, you know, these programs have to have minimums to keep people on, like SNAP. Like, they don't go away. They just lose money and people lose jobs that work for the government.
Yeah, and we're so anxious to put people to work that, well, here, giant corporation, here's some land. We'll help you build it. You don't have to pay any taxes, and you don't have to hire anybody full-time. Just use temp services forever.
You buy the team, they'll pay for the arena.
Yeah, which that I hate that too, man.
I hate it.
Publicly funded stadiums for billionaires.
But at the same time, though, you look back. This isn't even political by party. This is you go back and look at things that were laid out there. Everything's taken advantage of. Like, even with various benefits. But, like, cash for clunkers. Within this room, how many people we know took advantage of that in a way they shouldn't have?
Oh, you hear a lot of stories. About
right.
That.
But look at the corporate bailout. Like, we just move right past that. Mm-hmm. We just like, oh, well. We
Nailed
just assumed
banks.
It was happening. Now that we know it, we feel like we were smart, so it's okay.
There's no bank reform for that bailout
either. No, but meanwhile, farmers, I'll say it again, y'all do it. You either get your property taken away or you got to put two cell phone towers on there.
I think we can all agree it's Trump's fault.
It's the structure that was made years ago in modern day America. It doesn't work the same way.
Yeah. It's been, at this point, it's been exploited and taken advantage of and reshaped so many times that, it's kind of been bastardized, I guess would be a good word for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for a long, 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 long time, though.
Where are all these people going to live, Nine? They get gentrified and sprawled. Where are they going to go?
That's yeah,
your
I don't
ass
know, man.
To the left.
Good answer.
That's why I'd like to take this time to announce in 2024 the Harris Derrick ticket. Me and Jeff Derrick, the guy who was running for mayor of Pickens.
Okay.
We're going to run for office.
Okay.
That's a good ticket.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Or a cubicle one. We're going to run, though.
You're going to run a race.
Okay, it'll be a walk run.
Okay.
In 2024.
I believe you.
I have years to get ready for it.
Yeah, you do. Well, how about the bad news? There's been some speculation for some time. But now it's coming out. I hate to break it to you, Matt Man, but Reba and Skeeter broke up.
Wow. God bless. They were married like 30-something years.
Been together forever.
Well, they were boyfriend and girlfriend. They weren't married.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't broke up, didn't get divorced.
This happened back in May, but she kept it quiet until now. She confirmed to it that Us Weekly, they were saying that they were still talking as friends, but they decided to go their separate ways. And finally, they went fishing around and asked Reba if she and Skeeter were planning to spend the holidays together. And she said, quote, Skeeter and I broke up in May, so unfortunately, we will not be spending that time together.
You can't have a man with a regular name. Wynonna's husband, he's got an odd name, too.
Yeah.
Schneizex.
Yeah, Mutt.
Mutt Lang, yes.
Yep. It says here that Skeeter was married to a woman in 2013.
Well, yeah, they broke up, but for some reason I thought Skeeter and Reeves were married.
Reeves.
Yeah, sort of close friends call her.
Wow.
I've been told. But what is...
So now she's single, so there you go.
She's...
woman of your dreams.
She was fancy. When we interviewed her, I didn't like the way that interview went.
Why?
Because I asked a question that I thought I knew the answer to, but I didn't. And it caused a weirdness when I was asking her, you know, about guns. And she's like, she went, like, you know, she went like, I don't necessarily support people being able to own their own guns. And I'm like, Reba!
She took a pretty liberal stance.
Is that why Skeeter left you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it certain rifles she wasn't a fan of, right?
Assault rifle, right? One of those.
Was it?
Well, I don't want to say that because it turns into a whole other argument.
You just hold it, pointed at a bunch of people, and I guess
you say if you say assault rifle, then you wind up in a semantics argument on top of another argument on top of that.
Okay,
you're like, man, I just said something.
All right, then a pepper rifle, then.
In my opinion.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, a pepper. What, Dolly Parton, though, what's her husband's name? Are they married?
Yeah, because they have that open deal. She does what she wants. He gets some of it some of the time.
Carl Thomas Dean.
Yes,
okay.
Same.
See, because when I was watching something the other day about some kind of special Dolly something or another, it was on Inside Edition, and they were showing Dolly being interviewed over the years, and there's always this younger dude, and younger to her standards, so he's probably like early 40s, and he's always by her side. And I was like, is that a security guard, or is that what I've always heard about her having that side guy?
Maybe with a publicist.
A publicist. That,
hint, hint.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
my personal assistant.
Well, I mean, you know, Dr. Dre's been married for 25 years, and he has his personal assistant as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever that guy's name is.
If you could, Dolly Parton at any age, right, you'd have to.
You'd have to?
Yeah, it's Dolly Parton, I mean.
Not when I was under 18. Oh, you mean her?
Yeah, her. She's like, hey, Matt, what's up?
Only if I could, going back to the earlier thing about golfers, only if I could do it at Dollywood.
Right
in the old wooden chapel.
Splash country.
Splash.
Take the aura out.
Laying on a bed shaped like a butterfly.
Are you wondering why Reba and Skeeter broke up?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, because of her schedule didn't mesh with his way of life. His way of life is he's retired. So, you know, she's out doing things. Yeah. And what are you going to do?
Well, I know. I mean, she's not. She's always. I follow her on Instagram. I enjoy her.
So is she going to go wild now? Is Reba going to hit the town and, you know, throw it around a little?
She's only 64. She can get out.
She can draw in a few years.
Yeah.
How old is Dolly?
Pretty lady.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton is 73.
Wow.
73.
They've been married since 1966.
Hmm. See, that's something.
I haven't seen him.
That's some history.
Carl Dane?
Yeah, I can tell you what he looks like.
Yeah.
He's a kept man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige. And those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Do us a favor. Get your phones out. They're probably already in your hand already. Text TOYS, T-O-Y-S, to 72341. If you don't know, you're going to enjoy it and spread the word. It's the Rise Guys 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots starting tomorrow, 6 a.m. at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. It's us. It's attorney Rob Inario doing it for the kids of the Upstate. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Hello, Golden Doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume, fat idiot.
93.3, The Planet.
Rise. And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Are you there, still there, sir?
You bet.
All right. And I don't mean that with any negativity. I'm just saying he's your friend, and we will give you the opportunity and the medium to call him, and we will let him know he's on the radio once you spill your guts. But let's remember, A, don't cuss, even when you get all passionate. I know Fat Boy read you the FCC Miranda rights earlier, but try not to cuss. If he does, we're going to have to dump out on him, and when that happens, it'll be an eight-second delay, and then we'll have to put you on hold, too, if he cusses.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll have very civil conversation. All right. Fat Boy's dialing the number. At this point, I think I can reveal the names, right?
Yeah.
All right. Jerry, do you know Fat Boy's first name is also Jerry? Do you know that? You have that in common?
No. Really?
No, it's Jeremy, but it's in school they called him Jerry because a lot of kids couldn't pronounce Jeremy. All right, here we go. Jerry calling his buddy Kevin.
This is Kevin.
Kev, it's Jerry.
Oh, hey, man. How's it going?
It's good, man. Hey, I want to talk to you about something, and I don't want you to beat around the bush, all right?
All right, man. Lay it on.
Stacy, what's up?
Man, you know, she's doing really well. Really good as far as I can tell.
Well, I hope so, but just go ahead and tell me if you're getting mixed up with her again.
I mean, you know, I've seen her here and there, talked to her some since she's out, since she's back around town, you know, that's about it.
Well, I heard that she's coming around a good bit, and she's maybe driving your truck, and, you know, she doesn't have a license, so I'm kind of worried, man.
What the hell, dude? You got people spying on me, watching me? Yo, that's not cool, man.
Look, no, man. Look, you're a good dude, and a lot of people care about you. You need to remember how she ruined your damn life, and I don't want you going back to that mess, including me, okay?
Look, dude, I remember all that better than anybody, right? Like, I lived that. But she's good with the law. You know, maybe it's time to give somebody a second chance, you know? Hell, the Bible is all about that, right?
Yeah, but the Bible's not about meth and pills, okay? So, they got meth and pills in Richland County, so I don't want to see this happen again.
Yeah, dude, that's kind of a dick thing to say, you know? You're kind of pissing me off. I told you, she's doing good, and I'm a grown man. I'm able to see what's going on.
Dude, it's easy to do good when you're locked up because it's hard to get drugs. When it all went down, you remember telling me that to do you a favor and kick your ass if she came around again?
Come on, now. Come on, yeah. But come on. People change. That was 3 years ago. What the hell, man?
All right. Back. Look, don't get mad. Don't get mad. I just want you to know that I'm worried, and a lot of people are worried, because everybody wants to see you being happy and keep things running smooth. That's right. All right?
Nah, because you're treating me like a damn kid, you know?
No.
You're acting like somebody's dad, pecking me like a mama hen, gossiping all over town behind my back. You know, somebody thinks she's driving my damn truck. I'll let anybody drive my truck. I want to let drive my truck. It's my truck. What are you going to do about it? Oh, it's my damn house, too. You think you're my landlord and my dad? I already have a dad. Look, I'm not looking for you to be my dad. I'm not looking for another dad. I thought you know, we were friends, you know? Ridiculous.
Dude, calm down, all right? I'm talking to you because I am your friend. I'm trying to tell you, I don't want you to do something stupid, so I'm going to call your ass out. That's what a friend does.
Yeah, I guess it's better than having my back, right?
Yeah, but I don't act like a dumbass, Kev. I do have your back, but if I sat here and didn't say anything, I'd be a bad friend. So I want to have your back, or do you want me to stand around and tell you to go ahead and ruin your damn life?
Man, I'm about done with this. I'm not here so you can talk down to me and be all judgmental. You know, you need to quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, that's the pot calling kettle black right now. You need to quit while you still have a job and a house. Remember?
What, man? What the hell are you going to do about it? You got anything nice to say? Anything besides stirring drama? Acting like some old woman who don't have anything better to do.
Look, just take a deep breath before you start getting mad and cuss each other out, all right? We're friends here.
Please no cussing. We would prefer that. No. Hey, Kevin. Kevin?
Yeah?
Kevin, did you know that you're on the radio right now up here in Greenville, South Carolina, the Rise Guys, 93.3
no.
The Planet?
Hey, Kevin.
I don't know. I felt like you. I felt like you were aware of that. But regardless, this is everything that this whole conversation you just had was on the radio. Every little bit of this.
Congratulations.
Now I said that I don't know. We're just going by what Jerry told us. But he said that this young lady's been in and out of jail, drug issues, this and that. And he says that he's telling you he's not going to kick your ass, but he wants it known that, I don't know. Kevin, I mean, I need you to say something. Are you going to, are you even there still? Did he hang up?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, seriously, Jerry, really? You know, you people, you radio people, you don't know me, and I don't know you. You don't know Stacy. And you don't even know Jerry. I mean, this is my business and Stacy's business, and everyone else needs to keep their ass out of it.
Man,
tell him, got, Jerry. You, I mean, if you care about him, you got to tell him.
So what do you want, Kevin? This isn't going to end well for anybody, especially you.
You threatening me now, dude?
No, dude, come on.
Wannabe doc, you bring me out some wannabe Dr. Phil?
Oh.
It can end well for me. Come on over this evening. We can sort it out like men.
We'll fight again.
Are you threatening? I'm threatening you?
Hell no, don't
be stupid. I'm talking about meth and pills that come along with your girlfriend.
Well, look, about the Dr. Phil thing, I said from the jump that I don't know the situation. We're just giving Jerry the opportunity to tell you. We don't know the situation. We don't.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we don't know the situation. Might have seen similar situations that typically don't work out well.
Yeah. No doctors here, pal.
No.
No.
Well, look, I don't appreciate this, you know? Jerry's ass is so worried about my job, he's going to make me late for work, you know, trying to play my dad and all. You know what? I got to hit the damn road. I'm out of here. Forget it.
Of course. I'm out of here. Did he really hang up?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, let me ask you this, Kevin. Be honest with me. Like, do you think that somehow he caught wind of that? Because that the way he reacted to you was like he was almost either ready for you to call him. Like, did one of your mutual friends know you're going to do this?
No. He's on the defensive now because he knows what's up. You don't hear it because you couldn't hear it from that call, but he's a good dude. He will stand up to you. He's the guy you want to have in your back, and he's just on the wrong side of this. That's what it is. This girl's got his head turned all the way around, and he doesn't know what side is up anymore.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Because a zillion people are saying, that guy is paranoid. He sounds so paranoid. There is paranoia running around in Richland County, people are texting in.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, but what happens now, though? Like, he hung up. He had to go off to work. I get that. But what now?
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's almost that thing where you do have to, like, you don't treat him like a child, but what do you do to, you know, I don't know if he got kids or not, but, like, you show them the consequences of breaking the rules, and the rules of your friendship are, I'm not going to be associated with someone who does associate with this lady. So I think you maybe text him or call him and say, I'm serious about what just happened. We're not going to hang out anymore. And if that's the way it is, dude, you got to. Because what other stress do you have in your life, Jerry? Other than, right?
That's hard.
I know. Yeah,
but it's hard. You got to step away from a friendship because and you want to be a good friend, but you can't let this other toxic person come into your life and just, you know, control things.
Yeah.
But, gotta step away. But I got to step away.
You have to. You absolutely do. And I appreciate, first of all, the kind words you said about us at the beginning of this whole situation. But secondly, you know, there's some people, it's kind of 50-50 from what I'm seeing. People are saying that you are overstepping your boundaries as a friend, having done this. You caught him off guard with this whole thing. But you had to,
in your mind.
That's it.
Yeah, you're free to do that. I don't think it's bad to do that. I mean, just look, friendship is great, but you don't stay too thickly involved in somebody who's about to have their whole life burned down, potentially.
Right.
Or when somebody's in a real bad situation. Not that you can't still be there for them, but you got to step back and distance yourself for your own good.
I think that's what you tell them. Say, look, I'll always be your friend. We just won't be as close as we are now. But, you know, when you do get rid of her, I'll be your third wheel. I'll help you find a new girl. We'll find you or we'll go do, boy, you know, the whole thing. And just let him know that when he does make that separation from her, God willing, that you'll be there to, you know, hang out and stuff. Because it sounds like he's codependent as hell.
Mm. Yeah. That's it. You know that.
I honestly think it's immature when somebody can't shake that one person, you know?
Yeah.
They keep like, no, we're supposed to be together. We got to be together. No, you can be all right or find somebody else. It's probably better for you, too.
We love tradition. We love to say, oh, I've known them. We've been friends for 30 years. When's the last time you saw them? Oh, high school?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you have this the memories, but no, there's a whole world of possibilities out there.
Yes.
That never stole from you and ripped you off and tried to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Right, you are, Jimmy. All right. Jerry, we'll see you on Friday with some toys, right?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Absolutely.
All right. And you
Thanks
let us
so much, y'all.
You got it, my friend. Have a good morning. I think.
You too.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should. Yes, thank you. I don't know what the weather is in Richland County. Boy, Richland County must be just the pits, according to the way people are texting in here.
Well, it's
I drive my route through Richland County. I literally drive as fast as I can with the doors locked.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one. Live PD still does Richland County.
Yeah.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, watched. Fat Boy and Nine share a message and song while being tased today with today's Tazeyoki duet.
I think that helped, to be honest.
What helped? What helped what?
I had a situation that normally takes a while, and yeah. I think that kind of sped it up.
Did it?
Yeah, just now.
Oh, yeah, I know. I heard somebody say that they thought there was a wreck on 385 out by the back area out there. Turns out it was our very own Fat Boy in the bathroom.
Yeah, it was.
Thunderous.
Thunderous.
Somebody said it's coming up a storm outside. And we're no, it's sunny. That's Fat Boy.
Yeah.
In the H-cap stall.
Yeah, it is. That was like, man.
I thought Cesarich was going to break in and tell us that, you know, hell was coming.
I never heard anything like it. Like, I walked out of the bathroom. I was about 30 feet down the hall, and boom, the rumbling. I could hear it loud in the hallway.
Goodness.
Plain as day. They're having a meeting. They're talking in there. It was loud. You could hear it over all the noise up here.
Cesarich isn't really retiring. We're hiring him here for a bit we're doing called the Poopler Radar.
Yeah.
Right. Stand outside the bathroom and tell us what's going on.
I was hoping he wouldn't quit on us.
Right. Okay. It all goes down tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. The 16th annual Rise Guys 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots. We'll have the United States Marine Corps with us. We'll have Attorney Rob Inario with us. We're going to have various dignitaries there with us.
Yeah, we are. Like Shades from the Reedy River Duck Derby and a bunch of surprises, too.
A bunch of surprises.
A bunch of people going to be there.
You don't want to jinx it.
No, we don't want to spoil anything or jinx anything. We'll be there for 28 hours, though, collecting Toys for Tots. Man, it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. And still... the show continues on, of course, tomorrow, an all-new Facebook Fuzzin'. And then more Black Keys tickets. Get today's podcast, though. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy.
Golly.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all so much for listening. Text TOYS. Text TOYS to 72341. We'll send you all the information about the big 28-hour show and spread it around on social media, please.
Yeah, share that around. Let people know what's going on. Let people know they can come bring those toys, come donate to Toys for Tots. Man, we're going to have you some coffee throughout the day. Probably be some snacks and things about. Going to be a lot to see, a lot to do, hang out with us. It's going to be a fun time. You might as well make plans to come out sometime in that 28-hour span.
Come out and see us. That's right. All right. See y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.